So say you have a clear memory of something that you've done, right? And you're also thinking about an action you've taken. So maybe in this case, you went to a meeting or something and you said certain points and you have a sense of sort of who you are, and you'll be way more likely to remember information about sort of what you said or even what was said in that meeting that's consistent with your conception of yourself. And so sort of your sort of memory of your actions and sort of what happened is going to be a little bit distorted based on these sort of conceptions. Whereas if you're in some sort of network and you're encountering information from someone else, either about you or about what happened, you may just assume that, I think we as people just assume that we're sort of like passive arbiters of information. Like we just sort of encounter this information and it's just fact, it's just truth. Even though we also are sort of weighing it with our conceptions of ourselves and our representations of what this meeting is. So people are just way less likely to think of this other information that other people are giving us as equal. We're not weighing them equally, especially if that information is not consistent with our firmly established schemas about ourselves and about the context that we're in.